Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gabriel Del Rosario. Happy Saturday. This is Gabriel Del Rosario to you coming from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We don't have any sponsors at this time. Starting off with local news. Search efforts continue for 36-year-old Raymond J. Babbitt of Owendale, with a larger search set to expand Saturday. Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue, an all-volunteer professional group from Ohio, will lead the effort. About 20 to 30 members will arrive with their own equipment, vehicles, and command trailers, supported locally by Huron County Sheriff's Office and Owendale Fire. This will be the seventh organization to assist in the case. Babbitt was last seen Monday, and authorities say evidence suggests he may have been voluntarily taken out of the area. Previous assistance has come from Michigan State Police, Warren Police, Sanilac and Oakland County Sheriffs, Owendale Fire, and the Huron County Road Commission. Anyone with information is called to ask Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. Cass City Park was the site of a solemn candlelight vigil on September 19th as the community gathered to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. The evening featured hymns and speeches from guests including Catherine Bussard of Salt and Light Global and Pastor Chuck Carr, who shared personal reflections on Kirk's life and values. Organizers thanked many for their support, including Israel Wayne, Flowers by Grace, Samantha Block, Linda Steck, and Richard Love, along with others who helped make the event possible. The vigil ended with a candle lighting ceremony as attendees joined together in singing My Country, Tis of Thee in tribute. And for regional news, hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's fourth annual Longest Table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and conversation at one continuous table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchase also provided a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The evening featured pizza, local drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to expand it in future years. Former Saginaw Mayor Wilmer Jones Ham, the city's first female mayor, is being remembered this week. Ham served from 2001 to 2005 and passed away September 8th of 2025, following a medical emergency. Her godson, Benjamin Smith, reflected on her three decades of service, highlighting achievements like revitalizing the Genesee Corridor, restoring neighborhoods, and promoting unity across the city. Smith said Ham promoted unity and consistently worked to serve others, with many remembering her as uplifting and encouraging. And for national news, a woman visiting from Hawaii was fatally hit while riding her bicycle along M25 in Sanilac County Tuesday morning. Authorities say the 60-year-old was traveling south near Downington Road in Forster Township around 11 a.m. when she was struck from behind by a southbound pickup. She was airlifted to McLaren Lapeer Region Hospital, but later died from her injuries. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office is investigating and will submit reports to the prosecutor's office to determine if charges are warranted. And that's all for this news for your hour. This was no sponsors at this time. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries at this time.